victory. You can have a joyful life even if everything around you is crumbling down. You can live in victory, loving Jesus and knowing that he is going to walk with you through every single thing, through every single problem. So worship. Learn how to worship. Learn how to love on Jesus and have a thankful heart. You'll live in victory. I've got so much to thank God for. So many wonderful blessings and so many open doors. A breath. New day.
Amen. A year ago, Brother Brad testified about how the Lord healed Jeremiah, their son, in the womb. The doctors had said that the statistics and all the tests looked very high for Brother Jeremiah, that Sister Trisha's son, youngest son, to have Down syndrome. And the Lord came by in the womb and healed Brother Jeremiah. And last year he testified about that. Just amazing how God moved. Well, last year at Camp Dove, Sister Sarah and I announced to our church that we were expecting our son, Preston. Several weeks later, the very same thing happened with Preston. In the womb, there were signs that said that he had Down syndrome. In fact, one of our ultrasound techs who we're pretty close to said that when you left the office that day, I began to cry because I knew what you were about to face, and I wasn't allowed to tell you when I showed you the pictures in the ultrasound. So we went to the specialist, and they said, listen, we're convinced he's got it, and we want to let you know that you need to let us know by a specific date if you want to abort this pregnancy, because we're telling you it's going to happen, and we're waiting on this last test, but we're 99% sure that your child has Down syndrome, and we encourage you to abort because it's going to be a hard thing. And in that room, I looked at Sarah, and we had already discussed what we had been going through, and I told the doctor, listen, don't ever tell us that again. We will not abort this pregnancy. This is our child that God has given us, and whatever happens, the Lord is in control. But God's already healed our cousin when he was in the womb, so we're believing that God's going to heal our baby too. She said, okay, that's fine, but you need to come back because you need to have another test done. So what happened was, a few weeks went by. We went back for another ultrasound at our doctor. And our ultrasound tech, her eyes lit up as she printed out the pictures. She said, guys, I'm not looking at the same baby that I was looking at before. Amen. We carry around the pictures with us. How they before, his forehead was as flat as a board and his neck was as thick as could be. Those are signs of Down syndrome. But at the next pictures, his head was rounded. His neck was thinned out. Amen. Aunt Cindy, do you still have him? Lift him up, Uncle Joe. Go ahead and lift him up. Hallelujah. Amen. Preston's a healthy, amen, heavy baby boy. Hallelujah. Amen. When the doctor said, go ahead and get rid of him. Amen. God said, I'll go ahead and take him. For every mountain, amen, that you and I face, young people, whether we're young or older, God will take you through the mountain. He'll carry you through the storm. Amen. He'll keep you when you're feeling like you're overwhelmed. For every mountain, amen, that you're going through, God will carry you. Hallelujah. Amen. I just feel, amen, like worshiping a little bit tonight. For every mountain. Hallelujah.
Yeah. If you're aware, if you recognize that the Spirit, the presence of the Lord is here, would you lift up your hands and begin to praise and worship Him? Could you do that tonight? If you're aware that He's here, would you honor Him? Would you honor Him right now? He's mighty God, holy God, righteous God, divine God. None like Him, none compared to Him, none besides Him. The Creator, the Redeemer in our midst. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Will everybody say praise the Lord? How about everybody say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Glad for the presence of the Lord here tonight. On first night of kids camp, Camp Dove 2014, for the Lord to be among us. And what a wonderful blessing that is. We kind of knew some of you were coming. You filled out the registration forms and mailed them in. Probably not a lot of you mailed them in early. But we sort of had an idea that you were coming or what churches would be available. And they, Brother Maggard and Brother Hurst had asked us to come back to Camp Dove and help with the camp this year. I'm so glad that they let me come to be a kid again. So it's a wonderful thing for us to be able to be here. So they knew we were coming. And some of you knew we were coming. We knew you were coming. But above all else, amen, we were asking for the Lord to be here. And we invited Him, and guess what? He's here. Everybody say praise the Lord again. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad that the presence of the Lord is among us. Now, children, a lot of you really maybe don't understand what's already happening in this service. You didn't understand a lot of what Brother Brian was testifying about. And if you did, you would be praising the Lord like the rest of us were. Amen. And someday you will. Someday you will. And not all of you could hear from way over there, maybe could hear that somebody was given a message in tongues and interpretation. And maybe you didn't understand what was happening, but the Lord, by His Spirit, was speaking to us tonight. And He was telling us that He wants to save souls here this week. He wants to save some of you. He wants to fill you with the Holy Ghost. He wants to do the impossible among us. I appreciate that. The Lord wants to help us. Aren't you glad about that tonight? Amen. Well, let's let the Lord have His way all through the rest of this week. And we're anxious to get started here. If it be the Lord's will, in a few minutes, I'm going to preach to you here on this first night. Message that I feel in my heart. So in the meantime, though, I'm going to have Sister Blue come and testify and sing. She may not get to sing every night because some of you are going to be the camp choir. You'll be singing every night, and we want to hear from some of the youth and kids. So Sister Blue may not sing every night, but I want her to tonight and say whatever's on her mind. And so we're glad to be here, glad you're here. My name is Brother Blue, if you didn't get that already. Brother Mike Blue, yep, just like the color blue. And I've heard all the jokes about always being blue. And so I know that. But I'm just like the color blue. We were on an airplane flying to Arizona just a few weeks ago. And I got to talking to a man on the airplane sitting beside me. And as the plane was coming in for a landing, I realized that we'd never even exchanged names. So I just said, reached out my hand, and I said, "By the way, my name's Mike." And he smiled and looked, and he shook my hand, and he said, "Guess what? My name's Mike, too." I said, "Wow, I'm Mike Blue." And he started laughing, and he said, "I'm Mike Green." And he pulled out his business card and proved it. He really was. Mike Blue, meet Mike Green. That doesn't happen every day. But yeah, I'm really the color blue, and we've got special guests here tomorrow. Possibility is that little Mary may be here. I don't know if you've ever met little Mary, but she... But I don't know where she is right now. She's probably still unpacking or getting into trouble or trying to find Timmy or who knows what, but maybe she'll show up later. Let me introduce to you somebody else before Sister Blue comes to sing. Right over here. Stand up, Tayden. In fact, run up here real quick. Run up here. Run. Come on. Yeah, you can do it. All right. This right here is my oldest grandson, Tayden Carter. His first year to be at Camp Dove. I'm really glad for that. All right, Tayden, you can go sit down. And we've been telling him how fun Camp Dove is, and so we're glad he got to be here with us this week. All right, now I told you some about my family and me, and now I need to get acquainted with you. So on the count of three, I'm going to have you all yell out your names. You do know your name, right? Okay. Is there anybody here that doesn't know your name? Raise your hand. Okay, let's pray over them and get them some help. But everybody that does know your name, on the count of three, let me hear it, okay? Ready? 1, 2, 3. All right. Did you get that, Sister Blue? All right, I got it too. Now we're all best friends, right? So let's have camp together. Good to see you.
It's good to be at Camp Dove again this year. I can see a lot of familiar faces. Glad you all come back. And it's good to see the new faces this year. Praise the Lord. And you will have fun. Satisfaction guaranteed. I'm sure you will. And so I'm glad that you all are here. And I'm also glad that we have the honored guest of Jesus Christ here with us tonight. I feel his presence. And we'll be talking real close to him around the altars tonight. And so let's just worship the Lord tonight. You might be looking failure in the eye. You're sure you want to give up. You've lost the will to try. Everything you planned has come apart. You're through with starting over. You're running out of heart. Oh, God's not through with you. He's got a work that only you can do. Don't fall for Satan's lies. God's hand's still on your lives. Oh, no, God's not through with you. Oh, God's not through with you. He's got a work that only you can do. Don't fall for Satan's lies. God's hand's still on your life. Oh, no, God's not through with you. I'm here to say that God believes in all of you. It doesn't matter what you've done. Jesus died for you. So give it all and don't hold back a thing. You might be surprised at the good that God will bring. Oh, God's not through with you. He's got a work that only you can do. Don't fall for Satan's lies. God's hand's still on your life. Oh, no, God's not through with you. I'm here to say that Jesus died for you. Sorry about that. Let's start a little bit. I'm here to say that God believes in you. It doesn't matter what you've done. Jesus died for all of you and me too. So give it all and don't hold back a thing. You might be surprised at the good that God will bring. Help me sing it. Oh, God's not through with you. He's got a work that only you can do. Don't fall for Satan's lies. God's hand's still on your life. Oh, no, God's not through with you. Don't fall for Satan's lies. God's hand's still on your life. Oh, no, God's not through with you. Praise God.
How many of you believe it's hot tonight? Well, good news is that the weather's supposed to lighten up a little bit and be really nice the next few days, we hope. So that'll be great. I'm really happy to look out there and see Brother and Sister Adair and their family from our home church over in Granite City, Illinois. We aren't there very much because we travel a lot, but really glad to see them. Last time we were home, the boys ran over to us and said, Brother Blue, we're coming to Camp Dove. Sister Alicia said, no, we're not quite sure if we're going to get to come yet. Looks like the boys won out. All right, I need a couple of volunteers. Wait just a second. Boy, we got excited kids here. Anxious and willing to help. I need 2 10-year-old boys. Okay, there's one here. All right, and are you 10? No, another 10-year-old boy. Okay, right there in the yellow striped shirt. All right, you two. I need 2 10-year-old girls. 2 10-year-old girls. Okay, how about those two side by side right there in the middle? You both 10? All right. Boys, you stand right over there, okay? All right. And girls, you just go on over there past them just a little bit and just stand for a second. Let me read you a scripture and then I'll come back to them, all right? So hold on. I want to read you a scripture from the book of Numbers. The book of Numbers, chapter 35. Now, this is kind of a hard chapter. And you'd have to read the whole thing to really start to understand it. And then it would still need some explaining. So I'm just going to read one scripture so that you all know it comes from the Bible. And then we'll try to tell the story that is contained here. Numbers chapter 35 verse 6 says, and among the cities which you shall give unto the Levites, there shall be 6 cities for refuge, which ye shall appoint for the manslayer, that he may flee thither. Now everybody repeat after me. Flee. Thither. Boy, you like that word? How about let's say it again just because it feels funny. Thither. Now put it together. Flee thither. Now say it real fast. Flee thither. Oh, you guys are sharp. Does anybody know what that word flee means? No, it's not a bug that crawls around and the dog scratch. What's it mean? Run. Run. Okay. I want to talk to you tonight about run for your life. Okay? Run for your life. I'll explain. Right now, I need to get a little competition going here. That just did me in for the rest of the week. Okay, you guys, you're both 10 years old. All right, so same age, a little different size, but, you know, I believe you've got similar intellectual abilities, maybe even similar physical abilities. Flex your muscles just a little bit. All right, let me see you run in place just a little bit. Like, okay, they're athletic, aren't they? When I say go, I want the two of you boys to run down that aisle, go out that back door, go around behind the sound booth and come in that other door, run up here, and this Kleenex box right in front of the pulpit, the first one that gets it in your hands wins, okay? All right? Are you ready? Let me get their names. What's your name?
Jake.
Okay. Everybody that thinks Jake can win, give him a good cheer right now. All right. And what's your name?
Jace.
Jake and Jace. All right. Everybody thinks Jace is going to win, give him a big cheer. Okay. But because we want them both to win, now some of the adults are sitting out there saying, Brother Blue, is this preaching? Yeah, it is. All right, I read the scripture, so it's official, right? So I want all of you to, we want both of them to win, so let's everybody yell, run for your life. Okay. Now we better let this gentleman get seated or you're going to knock him over and he'll never get back up again. Get on your mark. Now don't hurt each other. Get set. Go. They're off. They're running down the aisle. Right now looks like Jace. Out the door, around behind the booth. Coming down the other aisle. It's Jace. Jace has got the Kleenex box. Woo. Wow. Jace and Jake, that was good. You both did really good. Jake, thank you for giving it all you got. Let's give them a big hand. All right. Now everybody say, run for your life. Okay, Jake, you can go back to your seat. Jace, I want you to come stand up here for just a second. Now, girls, I know it's not quite as easy. You know, to run in a dress with sandals on. Oh, you've got flip-flops on. Well, you want to give it a try? I can't let you run out there on the gravel barefoot, so should I get somebody else? You don't want to run with flip-flops on, do you? Okay, just... good idea. All right. Let's see. There's an aisle that cuts through right there. You adults that are sitting in front of that aisle, stand up, okay? Stand up if you would. Okay, there we go. That's your shortcut, all right? So instead of going outside, you're going to take the shortcut and come around. Okay, tell me your names.
Madison.
Emily.
Everybody that thinks Emily can win even with flip-flops on, give her a cheer. Everyone that thinks Madison can win, give her a cheer. But let's tell them both, run for your life. Get on your mark. Get set. Wait a second. I had to make sure the Kleenex box is in place. There's only one, okay? In front of the pulpit. Get set. Go. Oh, Madison pulls out into the lead. Oh, it's hard running in those flip-flops. Oh, no. Got a casualty. Oh, Madison comes around the corner. Are you injured? All right. We've got an EMT right there. Do we need to get a stretcher, carry out? You got to go to the hospital? Anything? All right. Let's give Emily a hand. Okay, Emily, you can go back to your seat. Madison, you won. You and Jace won the privilege tonight to help me with the rest of my sermon. Okay? All right. You didn't know what you were running for, but I needed a couple of kids about your age to help me with my message tonight. All right? So, let's see. I've got a couple of other helpers that I spoke to. If they would be getting ready, I would appreciate that. And you can just go around back here and be ready to come in pretty quickly. All right. Let me tell you a story based on that scripture that I just read. God spoke to Moses. God spoke. And God said to pick out 6 special cities, and they would be called the cities of refuge. Now, the cities of refuge are very important because sometimes people get in trouble. Sometimes people do bad things. Sometimes people break the law. Sometimes accidents happen. They didn't mean for it to happen, but it happened. Stand in front of me over here for just a second, Jace and Madison, right in front of here. Now, I'm not going to ask you what you've ever done, but I'm standing here in the name of justice, and based on the scripture, the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. How many of you read that verse before? All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Everyone. Every one of you boys and girls. Every one of us adults. Every teenager here. The scripture says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to our own way. In other words, we are all sinners. Now, you don't have to tell me what, but can you think of something that you have done that was wrong? Just raise your hand if you can think of something in your life that you've done that was wrong. All right. She's admitting it. Have you thought of anything, Jace? He's admitting it. Hold on. Guilty. Both of you. You broke the law. You did something that was wrong. You sinned. There's a price to pay. There's a penalty to pay. Oh, that's a hard thing to think about with these 10-year-olds standing here. But it's very important that they realize that sin has consequences. Sin has results. Things happen when you sin. If you keep doing that same thing that you're thinking of right now, it's going to get you in trouble. If you do other things to go along with that, it's going to get you in trouble. Your life will get out of control. The Bible tells us that we are servants of sin. We are slaves to sin. Brother Ryan, you're right up there close. I need you to come and help me. And let's see, brother back there, forgot your name. Yes. Come on up here and help me. If you get a hold of that right there, those are prison bars right there that used to be a bedstead. Come up here and stand on the platform, if you would, right here. This is the prison of sin. And there's a lot of people that have been, just stand right out here at the edge, hold it up. All right, kind of stand off to the side so we can see in there. Yeah, you may not be able to see them, but there's a whole bunch of people back there in this prison called sin. It's a terrible place to be. I have known young people that have already got in the prison of sin. They've become a slave to their sin. Just recently, I met a 14-year-old boy that has been in and out of juvenile jail several times, and he's facing so many counts against him for bad stuff that he's done. His life is out of control, and he's only 14 years old. That's only 4 years older than what you are. If you guys continue on in sin, you might end up like this 14-year-old boy who actually went to jail for things that he's done. But I'm not talking about a real jail. I'm talking about the jail of sin. Another 14-year-old, just the other day, a girl that we have met, 14-year-old girl, Listen to this. She decides that she's going to drive her parents' car. She doesn't have a driver's license. She doesn't know how to drive. But she decided she was going to do it anyways because, well, I guess it was, that's the kind of stuff that was in her mind. But she drove it fast, really fast, faster and faster than fast. They had her funeral the other day, 14 years old. 14 years old in the prison of sin. This is only the first night of camp. There are things that I want to preach to you boys and girls, encouraging things. There are things that I believe that God wants to do in your life this week that'll bless you and make you happy and give you a life worth living. But I feel impressed to warn some of you here tonight that if you're not careful, you are heading towards the prison of sin. Some of you may actually even be in the prison of sin now. Listen, there's a warden of this prison, a jail keeper, that loves to put boys and girls in the prison of sin. I wonder if the warden's anywhere around now. Some call him King Sin. Some call him the devil. Some call him Satan. He is an enemy. He is against us. He wants to destroy us. Jesus said the thief, talking about the devil, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He'd love to take these two 10-year-old children and put them in his prison of sin. I can see him right now luring them, pulling upon them, and enticing them. You don't want to go to that jail, do you? Oh, but if they don't go willingly, he'll push upon them. Come on. Watch with me. As the devil tries to destroy the lives of a couple of young children. Go ahead. Move in that direction. Right now, you're under the judgment of sin. You are living under the bondage of it. You have become a slave to it. I've known children. What grade are you in, Jace, in school?
In fifth this year.
You'll be in fifth grade. My wife's a school teacher, and several years ago she had a fifth grade boy come to her class in the morning drunk on alcohol. That age, I don't know where he got it. There's a pretty good guess about where he got it. I don't know what enticed him to do it, but something already pulling upon that boy that in fifth grade he's already drinking beer or whiskey or liquor of some kind and came to school drunk. I'm telling you, the devil would love for that to happen to some of you. Get you addicted to cigarettes. Get you addicted to liquor. Get you addicted to drugs. There's a lot of kids that are being enticed to drugs in junior high school. That's because the devil wants to put you in his prison. He wants to destroy you. There are friends of yours. Because they're in prison, they want you to be in prison with them. They don't like the idea that you're going free and they're a slave to sin. They don't want to see you happy while they're so unhappy. They don't want you to be out here enjoying Camp Dove while they are a slave to all kinds of bad things. There are people in that jail that want you to be in jail with them. But I don't know about you. I don't want to go to the prison of sin. I don't want to be a slave to the devil. I don't want to be a slave to sin. What if I told you you don't have to be? You can be free from sin. No matter what your friends think or what everybody else does, there's something better for you. What would you say to that? What if I told you, if you would just run for your life, you can get away from him and get away from this? Would you believe me? Would you want to do that? All right. So, why aren't you running for your life? Somebody say, run for your life. Whoa, 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 whoa. Stop here. Hold on just a second. Come back here. It's not quite that easy. All right? Come here, boys. Form a line right there and block that aisle. There's some that don't want you to get away from sin. There's some of you that would rather you stay right here with them. What are you going to do now? When we say run for your life, are you going to be able to get past the enticements of the world and the blockade of other kids that don't want to live for the Lord? Run for your life. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be trapped here in this sin. Run for your life. I can see they're trying to figure out what to do. But we've got hold on just a second. We've got another problem. You just assumed that by running for your life that you should run that direction. Are you sure that's the direction you should run? We had that little race a while ago, so you're thinking that way. But do you really have to run that way to get away from them? Okay? So is there another way to run? You could run that way. Well, run for your life. Whoa. No. If I let you run, where are you going to go? Heaven? Okay, well, that's a big goal. Where do you think heaven is? Out that door there? No. But that's the direction you were running. So you didn't really know where you were running to, right? So, what if I told you that there's a place called refuge? There's a city called refuge. Do we have any children's church workers here? I saw Sister Colleen, and Brother Brad, come on up here. Children's church workers, any of you children's church workers, did we find a marker? Brother, would you write on that board the word refuge? Yeah, and just set it right out here, like they've got the prison gate there. Just set that right there and write the word refuge across it. Children's church workers, come on up here and help me. How about some youth pastors? I need some youth pastors. Some of you get up there behind the sign. Maybe a couple of you taller guys get up there behind it, beside it, and around it. Do we have any pastors here that brought your children to Camp Dove? Any pastors? Brother Johnson, come on over here. What I want is for you all to create a city of refuge. I want you to stand around this sign behind it, and some of you right there, okay? And we've got to give these children a choice. We've got to give them an alternative. We've got to let them know that there is a place that is a safe place. That there is a place where they can be loved. Where they can be forgiven. We need these children to know that there's a place where they can find safety. Where they can be accepted. Even though they're guilty of the things that they have admitted to. To find out that they can be saved from that, that they can be rescued from that they can be forgiven of that. In other words, that they can be given a second chance, another opportunity, a place to start all over again. The city of refuge. That's what the Bible is describing here. Now, I know whatever it is that they had in mind that they did probably wasn't murder. You didn't kill anybody, did you, Jace? No? How about you, Madison? Did you kill anybody? You have a younger brother, younger sister? You have an older brother? So you thought about murder, didn't you? No, not really. They didn't kill anybody, but according to that chapter that we read from tonight, if somebody was guilty of killing somebody, maybe it was an accident, maybe they were working together, and the axe got out of your control and hit this man standing beside you. You killed him, but you didn't mean to do it. There was a city of refuge. If you could get to that place, then you would be safe there until a judgment would be made. In other words, this is a place of safety, a place of forgiveness, a place of second chances. We see Jace and Madison over there. They're caught. They admitted to doing something in their life that was wrong. The devil has used that to entice them and pull them. He wants to destroy them and put them in a prison of sin. Maybe by the time they're 14 years old, completely mess them up. But I believe here at Camp Dove that God wants you to know of a city of refuge. That there's a place that is better. There's a place that is different. Thank God for Camp Dove. Camp Dove is a city of refuge. Amen. Your church is a city of refuge. These youth pastors and children's church directors, they are cities of refuge to you. Why don't you invite your children, pull upon them, so to speak, and point to the sign, refuge, and tell them that there's a place over here. Now listen, it may not be easy to get there. It may be difficult. There may be people in your way. You might even at times be tempted to think that I can't get there by myself. I can't make it on my own. But if you really do want to escape this prison of sin and the prison warden, then you've got to run for your life. All right? All right, but let me tell you one more thing. Before we head this direction, as beautiful as this site is, and I think you know what I'm trying to say here, but I need to tell you, Camp Dove does not save you. You're not saved just because you came to Camp Dove. You're not saved and safe and forgiven just because you go to church on Sunday. It's not enough to have Brother Brad put his hand on your shoulder and say, I'm praying for you. That means a lot, but Brother Brad can't save you. I want to tell you something else about this city of refuge. This is a city of refuge because it's been designated by God Himself. And God ultimately makes those decisions concerning forgiveness and second chances. I believe that over here in this kingdom, in this realm, in this city, we also have somebody that's special and in charge. What if I told you that at this city of refuge was none other than King Jesus Himself? That Jesus lives in this city of refuge. That Jesus Himself, the Son of God, wants to offer you forgiveness, offer you a second chance. It's not just the church. It's not just Camp Dove. It's not just these special people, but Jesus Himself. I want to tell you, run for your life. There's an open opportunity. Go for it. Come on. Run. Tell them. Run for your life. Run. Come on. Get to the city of refuge. Get to the city of refuge. These may be trying to stop you, but are you determined? When you get here, I'm going to tell you, it's not going to be just Brother Brad. It's not going to be just your children's church workers. But look at behind you. Look behind you. It'll be Jesus that welcomes you to the city of refuge. It's Jesus that welcomes you to this place of safety. It's Him that died on the cross and made a way for you to be saved. Praise God. Let's lift our hands and praise the Lord tonight. I want my wife to come and sing a little song here as we get ready to pray. But I'm going to tell you, I'm tired of seeing so many children caught here in the prison of sin. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of seeing the prison warden destroy young children's lives. In the name of Jesus, leave them alone. In the name of Jesus, leave us alone. Praise God. Amen. The Bible says that if we will submit ourselves to God and resist the devil, He will flee from us. We're not going to let the devil boss us around and make our decisions for us. Tonight, I make up my mind and I make my decision that I want to live for Jesus in this safe place. I want to live in this place where I know that I've been forgiven. I want to live in this place where I know that I'm loved, that Jesus Christ loves me. Amen. That God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, Jesus, that if I would but believe in Him, I would not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise God. Children, I want to tell you tonight, run for your life. Run for your life. On this first night at camp, some of you didn't feel the presence of the Lord a while ago because you've never given your life to Him. You've never had Jesus in your heart. It's time now for you to move into God's presence. Get in the presence of Jesus. Let Jesus work in your life. You'll know what it's like to feel forgiven and loved and safe. You got to get to Jesus. You got to get to Him. Some of you have never been filled with the Holy Ghost. You get in the city of refuge. There's no telling, amen, you might get filled with the Holy Ghost here this week. Right here. The Spirit of God come upon you. It's a wonderful place, this city of refuge in the presence of the Lord. Let's stand together and let's pray that God would touch somebody's heart tonight. Touch somebody's life tonight. Boys, you can go back to your seats, please, and bow your heads with me. Jason, Madison, thank you for helping us. If you go back to your seats, Bow your heads. Pray for somebody tonight. Maybe one of the kids that came with you to church. No, stay over there if you would. Stay right there. City of Refuge, stay right there for a minute. I picked out at random the four that ran the race, the two that ended up helping me with my sermon, but I don't know anything about their life. They look like nice, clean-cut children that came to Camp Dove. I hope that they know the Lord and love the Lord. But maybe you need to run to Jesus tonight. I don't know what it is that's trying to get a hold of you. But my recommendation to you on this first night of camp is run for your life. Run for your life. Run to Jesus. You got older brothers and sisters standing in your way, trying to get you to do the things that they're doing. You know it's wrong. Run for your life. Run to Jesus. Run to Jesus. Sister Blue, if you would, sing it.
Do whatever it takes to get to Jesus. Just one touch will be enough for all you're needing. And when you hear him say, come, I wouldn't walk, I'd run right now. Get to Jesus.
Yes, if I was you, I wouldn't walk, I'd run.
Do whatever
run to Jesus.
To get to Jesus.
Do whatever it takes to get to Jesus tonight.
Just one touch will be.
Don't wait for somebody near you if you're feeling ashamed of things that you've done. You feel ashamed and guilty and sad for things that you've done, and you know that it's taking you down the wrong road. Don't go that way. Run to Jesus. Come on, children. Let's come and talk to the Lord tonight. Come on, do whatever it takes. Come to this altar right up here. Girls, you can kneel on this side. Boys, come and meet me over here on this side. You see those children's church workers, they're waiting for you. They're waiting to pray with you. They want you to find refuge. They want you to find safety in the Lord. Do whatever it takes. The world may tell you how much fun it is out there. They're lying to you. The devil may tell you that everybody else is doing it. He's lying to you. If they're in a prison, is that really what you want? I want the refuge. I want forgiveness. I want to have love and mercy in my life. I want Jesus.
And when you hear him say, come, I wouldn't.
Oh, I don't want to live under the bondage of that cruel prison warden. I want to live under the love and safety of Jesus.
Whatever it takes to get to Jesus.
Come on this first night. Talk to the Lord. On this first night.
And when you hear him say, come,
where are you going to be when you're 13 years old? 14 years old? You're going to already be in and out of jail. On the fast track, away from the Lord, heading in the wrong direction. Are you going
to
be a slave to some kind of drug? Choose Jesus tonight, children. Talk to the Lord tonight, boys. Run to Jesus. Run for your life.